Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A special welcome to those of you gathered here in the sanctuary this morning for in-person worship. But there's more people here than just those that are gathered here in our sanctuary. A welcome to those that are tuning in online. God's blessings be with you in our moment of worship here this morning. This morning, we want to be thinking about all those, we don't want to be thinking about all those distractions, I should say, that are on our minds. And right before church, there were a whole bunch of prayer requests that came in. It's good. We're going to uplift those this morning because it's important to take time to uplift prayers, of course. But we're also thinking about all sorts of things. What's going to happen in our schedule this next week? What we're going to wear for this afternoon's gathering? What we're going to prepare and eat for dinner tonight? Worship is a time in which we can really set aside all those things that are on our mind and really be fed, be uplifted, be filled with God's presence. And that's what gives us peace and comfort for living in these days. Today's worship is especially pointed as we're continuing our series on David and his life. We're going to take a look at more of the conversation between David and Nathan found in 2 Samuel chapter 12. There are just a couple announcements to share this morning before we begin, and I'm going to actually invite Elder Elaine Schwartz to share with us something that she has.
I have two things. One, next Sunday is LWML Sunday, and if you don't have a mic box, Ellen has them in the back pew, so if you need one, it's also Mic Sunday. The other thing is I've been subbing last week and this week in the life skills at the elementary school. The wonderful teacher who was there for 20 years left, and she took half of her supplies with her. And the new young, wonderful Christian young gal who took over her place really doesn't have the funds to replenish a lot of things. There's some school funds, but there's a lot of things that are beyond the school funds. And so one thing she needs, if any of you have a rocking chair or a glider that you could donate to the classroom, let me know. The other thing is I'm taking a free will offering just for some immediate needs that she has that, again, aren't funded by the school. So if anyone wants to donate, I'll be in the back after church.
Great. Sally.
Good morning, everyone. I have an announcement from Kay about baskets, and she wanted to let you know that if you bring items for the baskets, you need to put them in the kitchen on the counter in a bag with her name on them, and she will pick them up. All you have to do is bring your items. She will make them beautiful. I don't know if there's a picture. Great. That's what the baskets look like after Kay takes care of them. They're wrapped beautifully, and they put a big bow on them. And these sell anywhere from $30 to $50, and we make lots of money on this that we give to missions. And so if you can donate a basket, it would be great. Men, we are not leaving you off the hook. You can donate a basket too, maybe a fishing basket, and you can put whatever you put in there to fish, lures and fake worms or whatever goes in there. You could maybe make a basket to clean a car, you know, whatever you put on the wheels to clean them and all that kind of stuff. A tool basket, maybe some little tools, or a basket for a child. Maybe you could put a little fishing pole and some things in it. You could make an Oregon State basket, and people will even buy a U of O basket if you make one of those too. Cooked goods and baked goods. Last year we sold 120 dozen cookies, and we made at least $500 on those. Postcards are out in the narthex on the table. You have one in your bulletin today. If you'd like to take one for some friends, that would be great. And then we have several lead people. Maggie's the only one here. Maggie, will you stand, please? This is Maggie Baker, and she's in charge of all the cookies. So if you're bringing a cookie, talk to her, or want to donate, talk to Maggie. And she's also selling quilt tickets. Jenny Burton is in charge of the Grandma's Attic, which will have gently used items. Sandy Kloster is in charge of sales and pricing, and Kay, of course, is in charge of baskets. If you have any questions at all, you can ask one of those lead people, me, you can ask Jeanette Payne, Colleen Schultz, or Ellen, and we'd be happy to help you. Thank you.
Awesome. A lot of that information is covered in the newsletter that went out digitally or physically. I'd pay attention to that newsletter. A member came in on Friday and said, there's a lot of information in October's newsletter. Take a look at that. There's a lot of activities, a lot of things right around the corner here at Peace that you'll want to pay attention to. Just a note on our worship here, actually a welcome on our worship here. One person I'm going to name personally, and that is Rob and Colleen Schultz. You're supposed to be watching us right now, so hello, Rob and Colleen. They're on the East Coast. This morning have someone filling in for Colleen, and that is Peggy Malcolm. We're thankful to have Peggy here with us. Thank you, Peggy. And then I also want to give recognition to Joyce Long. Peggy's ride wasn't able to follow through with the ride yesterday. We got news about that. I just made a phone call to Joyce Long, and Joyce said, I'd love to go down and pick Peggy up and bring her to church. So that was a big thing for Joyce to do. She's in the back. Thank you for doing that, Joyce. Awesome. All right, today's service is a little different. The services, the order is found in the green hymnal. The pages for the singing and the response between pastor and congregation is detailed in your bulletin, but you can also be guided by what's projected in front of you. And then the other part of our worship that's important to take detail of is that this is a communion service. So there's two ways to take communion. If you'd like to stay in your pew and just take communion right where you're seated, you'll need to have one of the packages that's on the table right here in the aisle, right in the front entrance of the church. If you plan on coming forward to communion to the rail, that's excellent too. And just wait for the ushers to come your way to guide you forward at the right time in that moment in our worship.